Came back from Australia, and I gave around, I think, 25 shiurim in English. Till a year and a half ago, when my mother, Alav HaShalom, was alive, so every time I came back, she asked me, "Did you speak in English or in Hebrew?" Told her, "In English," he said. This is thanks to me. I spoke to you in English from the time you were born, and thanks to this, you can speak English today. So this shiur is also Bezrat Hashem Leilui Nishmata Shel Imi Morati, Shebizchuta Ani Yachol Leavir Et Hashiur Beanglit. Bezrat Hashem Yitbarach, we are going today to try to find the hidden structure of the Haggadah. How will I know that the Shi'ur was successful? If, Be'ezrat Hashem, each one of you will be able, after the Shi'ur, to write the Haggadah by heart. Be'erich. Be'erich. But Be'ezrat Hashem, Be'ezrat Hashem, usually we see another part and another part. It's very important, another Dvar Torah. But when you understand how it works, what is the structure of the Haggadah, I think it changes all Leil HaSeder. You understand now this part is going to come, now this part, this is our goal tonight, Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach. You can see that I brought all the Haggadah on one page. It's till Birkat Hamazon. And afterwards you have a little more, but I brought everything on one page because like this you can see a structure. You can see a view of everything. One side is Hebrew, the other side in English, they are exactly the same. There are numbers. From time to time you can see, if you want to look at the English, you can see the numbers in English. When we look at the Haggadah, it seems as if there are a lot of midrashim and stories and, you know, a lot of things to speak on Yetziat Mitzrayim. We can't see a special structure, but we'll try to look carefully and to see amazing system that I think that the Haggadah was written by this system. We'll start with the Mekorot. We have two source pages. Okay. Daf Mekorot, chaserim. Kama chaserim dafei Mekorot? Ruah. I don't know who is listening, but another, okay, 25 around the Pei Korot. Right, it's two sides, one page, two sides. זה לא מתחיל? מה לעשות? תקים דפים. את יכולה אולי. אפשר, טוב. בסדר, חבל על השיותר. אוקיי. Thank you. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, Niarot, source pages, the Dapei Mekorot will be brought soon. Moray v'rabotai, what is the structure of the Agada? If we want to start the first clue, let's look source number one, Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Tet Zayin, Amud Aleph. Source pages, source number one. Mishnah. Mazgu lo kos sheini v'chan aben shoel aviv. I'm reading in the right side in the Hebrew, but you have translation in English. So we are pouring kos sheini, the second cup. V'chan aben shoel aviv. V'im en dat v'ben aviv melamdo. The son is asking his father, and if he doesn't know how to ask, he has no da'at, no sense. His father is teaching him, מה נשתנה הלילה הזה מכל הלילות שבכל הלילות אנו אוכלים חמץ ומצה, שבכל הלילות אנו אוכלים שאר ירקות, הלילה הזה מרור, שבכל הלילות אנו אוכלים בשר צלי שלוק ובושל, הלילה הזה כולו צלי. This Mishnah was written in the time of Bet HaMikdash. Korban Pesach, you can eat just roasted, you can't eat cooked. Why? This night, we eat just roasted, and all nights, we eat also cooked. Instead of this question, today we put the question of Mesubim, of leaning. This is instead of that question. שבכל הלילות איננו מדבינים אפילו פעם אחת, הלילה הזה שתי פעמים, we dip twice. ולפי דעתו של בן אביו ולמדו, yes, to teach him according to his knowledge of the son, מתחיל בגנות ומסיים בשבח. You start with shame and you continue with praise. ודורש מארמי עובד אבי עד שיגמור כל הפרשה כולה. We'll explain afterwards also. This is a sentence of the drasha from Arami Oved Avi. The Mishnah here says that the main rule of the Agada is Matchil Begnut Umesayem Bishvach. You start with shame and you end with praise. This is the main issue here of the Agada. And in the Gemara, in source number 2, the Gemara asks, מתחיל בגנות ומסיים בשבח. מהי בגנות? What is shame? Which shame is it? רב אמר, מתחילה עובדי עבודת גילולים היו אבותינו. Rav says, once our parents were עובדי עבודה זרה. I need to translate. Later, avoid the zure. עבודה זרה. ושמואל אמר, עבדים היינו. שמואל said, עבדים היינו, a slave in Egypt. Now, go to the big page of the Haggadah and tell me, how are we passing? According to Shmuel, Avadim Ainu, or according to Rav, Mitchila of Dei Avodah Zarei Avoteinu? So really, we can see both of them. In column number one, next to number one, we can see Avadim Ainu Lefaro BeMitzrayim. This is the system of Shmuel. We are slaves in Egypt. Column number two, you can see next to number two, מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה היו אבותינו. This is the system of Rav. And Rabbeinu Chananel, one of the big mefarshim on the Gemara, says, והעידנה עבדינן כתרוויו. Today we are doing like both systems. Also like Shmuel, עבדים היינו, and also like Rav, מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה היו אבותינו. This is very interesting. Usually, when you have a machloket, disagreement, we take one of the systems. Why Here, did we take both, also Shmuel and also Rav? Let's leave it open, and afterwards we'll come back also to this. We saw in the Mishnah that you start with she'elot, with questioning. Mazgu akos she'ini chan haben shoel aviv. Why do you start Leila Seder with questions? So everyone understands, every teacher understands, that if the children, something bothers them, they have a question, so then they listen more for the answers. But this is just, it's an answer for our question, but not the whole answer. You know, we have four kushiyot in Manishtana. Baruch Hashem, that after Manishtana, the son doesn't ask the father what are the answers. Because the father maybe wouldn't know what to answer him. Everyone knows to answer why do we eat matzah. Everyone knows to answer why do we eat maror. Everyone understands why are we leaning like three persons. But we have another question. Ein anu matbilin afilu pa'am achat alayla hazeh shtei pa'amim. Usually, we don't dip even once and this night twice. Okay, why? What's the answer? If the son would ask, what's the answer? What would we tell him? And there are few options, few ways to understand what is the answer. The Bach says maybe when you dip twice, you eat before the meal, like appetizers. It's the system, the way of Bnei Chorin. But a very special answer gives Baal Pri Chadash. Pri Chadash is the name of a book. It was written by Rabbi Chizkia de Silva around 500 years ago. He says, this question has no answer. We are doing it that the child would ask. But there is no answer. It's very interesting because we can see here that we have a goal that the children would ask questions also if they are not connected to Yetziat Mitzrayim. We can see it, we can prove this idea from the Gemara, source number 3. The Gemara says, Lama okrin et ha-shulchan. They were used to eat near next to small tables. Each one had a small table. On Leila Seder, before the Seder, they took all the tables out. Lama okrin et ha-shulchan. Do you take the tables before you started eating? Amrei devei Rabbi Yanai kedei shiyakiru tinokot v'ishalu. We are doing it that the children will see something strange and they'll ask, why do we do it? And the Gemara says, Abaye havayativ kamei derava. Abaye was a small child. He didn't do Leila Seder with his parents because his parents passed away when he was a baby. He was orphan. Rashi says that Abaye, Rashi Tevot, Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom. Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom, he was an orphan. He made Leila Seder next to his uncle, Rabba. On the beginning of the Seder, Abaye sees the small child that they are taking the tables out. אמרנו, עדיין לא כאכלינן. אתו כמיאקרא תחא מקמן, we didn't start eating. Why are you taking out the tables? So what his uncle told him? אמר לי, רבא פטרטן מלומר מה נשתנה. רבא told him, we don't need to say מה נשתנה anymore. You ask a question. It's very, very strange, because this question is no connection to יציאת מצרים. Let's say that in the beginning of the Seder, the father is standing on the table. The children tell him, Abba, call the Seder. Everything is okay. What the Abba will tell them? We don't need to say Manishtera. You already asked a question. This question is not connected at all to Yetziat Mitzrayim. Nela said, so why is it so good to ask a question like this? We can understand from the Gemara that there is a goal to start with a question, also if it's not connected to Yetziat Mitzrayim. We want the children to be involved. Let them ask now on shtuyot, on nonsense, doesn't matter. Then ask now on nonsense, but in the continuous, there'll be a part. Then ask also the important things of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Maybe there is also another answer. Everyone saw once a child in Gil Halama, the age of why. Lama, we do this, so you answered him, and what the child says? Abalama, you answer him. Abalama, sometimes you have no quest. Tafsik, stop. This night is exactly what you want. We want to put him on the gal, on the wave of Lama. We want him to ask Lama, Elama, Elama. Okay, start with nonsense. In the continuous, you'll ask also the important things when we'll be on this wave of Lama. Let's go back to the big page of the agenda. You can see before Avadim Hayinu. Avadim Hayinu is Shmuel opinion, right? Column number one and number one here. Before Avadim Hayinu, you can see questions of Manishtana, right? Now look carefully. Before number two, before Mitchila of Day Avodah Zarayu Avotenu, can you see questions? Before number two. Kasha. Right. The four sons. Keneged Arba'a Banim Dibra Torah. Chacham, ma hu omer? מה העדות והחוקים והמשפטים אשר ציווה השם אלוקינו אתכם? רשע. מה הוא אומר? מה העבודה הזאת לכם? תם. מה הוא אומר? מה זאת? We see the questions of the four sons. So we can understand that before the Haggadah of Shmuel, עבדים היינו, we have questions of מה נשתנה. Before the Haggadah of Rav, Mitchila of the Avodah Zarayu Avoteinu, we have questions of Arba'at Adanim. So it's very interesting. We can see that there are two Haggadot that were combined together, and each one of them has his questions. Till now we saw two parts, questions and a story. Let's continue. Why do we say this story? What is the goal tonight of saying stories on Yetziat Mitzrayim? One of the biggest questions on Leila Seder is that every night we have a mitzvah to mention Yetziat Mitzrayim every night. In the Haggadah it even says Mazkirin Yetziat Mitzrayim Baleilot every night. In Tfilat Arvit, we say, Hamavir Banav, Ben Gizrei Yam Suf. We mention, oh, Yetziat Mitzrayim, you know. So what is so special in Leila Seder? Every night we have to mention Yetziat Mitzrayim. This question was answered by Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Mibrisk, the Minchat Chinuch, and they said, maybe every night we have just to mention Yetziat Mitzrayim. This night we have to do it by question and answer. Maybe this is the special thing on Leila Seder. Maybe every night we have to say just the result. That we came out of Egypt. Tonight we have to say all the process. Avadim Hayinu, Vayotzieinu, and other answers. Rav Soloveitchik answered in a different way. Let's go to source number 4. Rav Soloveitchik says, just don't color with the highlighters. Wait. for instructions. Especially women, because they don't like that something doesn't come straight in the head. So wait. Source number 4, Chovat Zechira. Rav Soloveitchik says, Chovat Zechira is the obligation that you have every night, not on Leila Seder, to mention Yetziat Mitzrayim. Eina metila al ha'adam chiyuv amirat shevach vehoda'a. Umitzvat sipur on Leila Seder, the mitzvah to have a story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, v'chayavto lo rak lesaper את הניסים, את הנפלאות והניסים שעשה לנו, אלא גם לשבח ולהודות. לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות ולהלל, וזהו יסודה שחובת הלל בלילי פסחים. רב סולובייצ'יק says, every night we need just to mention יציאת מצרים. ליל הסדר, the story of יציאת מצרים should bring us to praise, should bring us to thank, should bring us to reaction. It's not just to say we went out of Egypt. It should touch us and make a change in us that we say Toda Rabba, that we have a prayer, we praise Kodosh Baruch Hu. We can bring a proof to this idea in the Gemara in source number 5. The Gemara says, Psachim Kuf Tzayin Amud Alef. Amar Lei Rav Nachman לדארו עבדי. Did you hear about the name דארו? This was the name of the slave of רב נחמן, דארו. So עליה סדר, רב נחמן asks his slave דארו, עבדה דמפיק לימרי לחירות ויאיב לי כספה ודאבה, מה די למיימר לי? A master that frees his slave and gives him gold and silver. What the slave should say to his master. Amar lei bai leoduye uleshabchuye. He should thank him and praise him. Why Rav Nachman asks his slave this question on Leila Seder? Why? He asks him because he wants everyone that sits on Shulchan Leila Seder to understand what is our goal. Kodosh Baruch Hu helped us, freed us to be free persons. We were slaves. He gave us gold and silver. We need to thank Kodosh Baruch Hu. We need to praise him, like this slave that says that he needs to praise his master. Like this, we need to praise, to thank Kodosh Baruch Hu. Now take the Haggadah, the big page. Look at column number 1. עבדים היינו לפרעה במצרים. Can you see afterwards a paragraph that is a praise? Exactly. Before ארבעת הבנים, before כנגד, you can see ברוך המקום. ברוך הוא, you see it's in the middle of the first column. ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא. ברוך שנתן תורה לעמו ישראל, ברוך הוא. Before the board of כנגד ארבעה בנים, in the first column, you can see כנגד ארבעה בנים, it's more. A paragraph before. First column. A paragraph before is ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא. First column in the middle. ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא, ברוך שנתן תורה לעמו ישראל, ברוך הוא. We can see a praise after the Haggadah of Shmuel. Now look in the second column. Mitchila Ovdei Avoda Zarah Avoteinu. Can you see here a paragraph that starts with praise? Baruch Shomer, the second paragraph in the second column. Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu. Can you see that it's almost the same words? ברוך המקום ברוך הוא. This is the praise in the Haggadah of Shmuel. ברוך שומר הבטחתו לישראל ברוך הוא. This is the praise on the Haggadah of Rav. So we can see that we discovered two Haggadot that were combined together. Each Haggadah had questions before and praise afterwards. The Haggadah of Shmuel Avadim Ayinu Lefaro Bemitzrayim have questions of Manishtana. And the praise Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. The Haggadah of Rav Mitchila of Day Avodah Zarayu Avoteinu has questions of four children. And afterwards praise of Baruch Shomer of Tachaton Yisrael Baruch Hu. Two Haggadot, story in each one of them, questions and praise. Now look in the second Haggadah, the Haggadah of Rav, Baruch Shomer of Tachaton Yisrael Baruch Hu. We are the second paragraph in the second column. Where is the end of this praise? Baruch Shomer of Tachaton Yisrael Baruch Hu. Where is the end? So it seems as if it's Vehi She'amda. But really, it continues a little more till the Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. How do I know it? Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu. Vehi She'amda. He is she. Right? She'amda stood up. Which woman decided to stand up in the middle of Leila Seder? What is Vehi She'amda? Who is the woman that started standing in the middle of Leila Seder? The Havtacha, the promise that we spoke in the last paragraph. In the last paragraph that we said, Baruch Shomer Havtachato Yisrael, Kodosh Baruch Hu kept his promise. The promise, Havtacha, Amda Avoteinu Velanu, Kodosh Baruch Hu kept the promise to our parents, to us. So the end of the praise is V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. Because we start a melody in V'Hi She'amda, so people are confused. There is a machloket today. Which melody to start? V'Hi She'amda, or V'Hi She'amda. So today the minhag is to say both. It will come, you see, in a few years, they'll say a minhag to say in two melodies V'Hi She'amda. Okay. Now we are, you see, where is number three. Se ulmad. Number three, column two in the middle. Se ulmad. Ma bikesh Lavan ha'arami la'asot li'Yaakov Avinu. Shefar'o lo gazar אלא על הזכרים, ולבן ביקש לעקור את הכל. והגדה says, let's learn now about לבן, and it brings a פסוק, ארמי עובד אבי. You see the bold number three. ארמי עובד אבי, וירד מצרימה, ויגור שם במתי מעט, וישם נגוי גדול עצום ורב. The Haggadah tells us now the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. She does it through the Psukim. If we would like to teach our children Yetziat Mitzrayim, which Chumash would open? Chumash Mot. The Haggadah opens Chumash Dvarim. Parashat Ki Tavo. Why? We'll have to explain. But it's interesting why they open פרשת כי תבוא חומש דברים. In חומש דברים, when you are bringing ביקורים, the first fruit to בית המקדש, you have to say those פסוקים, ארמי עובד אבי, וירד מצרימה, ויגור שם ממתי מעט, וישם לגוי גדול עצום ורב, and the Haggadah is going now to take four פסוקים from there, and to teach us each פסוק, to take every word, every part of the pasuk, and to say a midrash on every word on the pasuk. Let's see. ארמי עובד אביו הערב מצרימה ויגור שם עם תנאיו ואישם לגוי גדול עצום ורב. I'm reading now the beginning of each paragraph. וירד מצרימה, אנוס על פי הדיבור. We're in the middle of column number 2. ויגור שם, מלמד שלא ירד יעקב אבינו להשתקע שם. I'm going to the next paragraph. במתי מעט, כמו שנאמר. Next paragraph. וישם לגוי מלמד. Next paragraph. גדול ועצום. Next one, ורב. Now I'm in the bold. ויראו אותנו המצרים ויענונו ויתנו עלינו עבודה קשה. What is this? This is the second פסוק in דברים, in פרשת מקרא ביקורים. ויראו אותנו המצרים ויענונו ויתנו עלינו עבודה קשה. The Egyptians gave us very difficult work. ויראו אותנו, דאגה דאקסלין, המצרים כמו שנאמר. Next paragraph. ויענונו כמו שנאמר. ויתנו עלינו עבודה קשה כמו שנאמר. Now we go to the third column. ונצעק אל אדוני אלוהי אבותינו. וישמע אדוני את קולנו וירא את עוננו ואת עמלנו ואת לחצנו. This is the third פסוק. And now the Haggadah explains. ונצעק אל השם אלוקי אבותינו כמו שנאמר. וישמע השם את קולנו כמו שנאמר. וירא את עוננו ואת לחצנו זה הדחק. Now the Haggadah goes to the fourth פסוק. ויוציאנו השם ממצרים ביד חזקה ובזרוע נטויה ומורה גדול ובוטות ומופתים. This is the fourth פסוק. Where is the end of the drasha on the fourth פסוק? Till where the drasha on the fourth פסוק continues? Okay, I hear two options. I think that the answer is till כמה מעלות טובות למקום עלינו. Till column number 4, almost in the middle, דיינו, כמה מעלות טובות למקום עלינו. Why? I'll explain briefly. ויוציאנו השם ממצרים ביד חזקה, strong hand, בזרוע נטויה, במורה גדול. קדוש ברוך הוא took us out of Egypt, יד חזקה, זרוע נטויה. The Haggadah explains this pasuk in two systems. One system is that this pasuk tries to speak about the quality of the makot. ויוציאנו השם מצרים לא על ידי מלאך, ביד חזקה זו הדבר, בזרוע נטויה זו החרב. יד חזקה is דבר, you know what is דבר? Say again. This is a word that I didn't speak with my mother. דבר. בזרוע נטויה, חרב, סול. The Haggadah explains this pasuk according to the quality, the different kind of makot. Then the Haggadah says we have another explanation that this pasuk doesn't speak on the quality, but on the quantity. You can see davar acher. Davar acher is here, the last third of the third column. You see dam tzfardei akinim in the down, the bottom of the third column. You see the four dam tzfardei akinim noagim leatif, paragraph 4. You see paragraph 4, davar acher biyad chazaka 2. דבר אחר ביד חזקה 2 ויזרוע נטויה 2 here, column number 3 down here ביד חזקה 2 ויזרוע נטויה 2 ואותות 2 it speaks about the quantity of the מכות. יד חזקה is 2 מכות, זרוע נטויה 2 all together 10 מכות. And then the Haggadah says maybe there were even more מכות, more plagues. Maybe more because there is a system of Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the third column in the bottom. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that, you know, really there were 10 makot in Egypt, but in Egypt it's Etzba Elohim. And on the sea, on Yam Suf, it says Vayar Yisrael et Hayad HaGdolah, and hand is 5 fingers. So if there were 10 plagues in Egypt, in Kriyat Yam Suf, in the sea there were 50. There were double 5. And then is another system of Rabbi Eliezer in the fourth column, the second paragraph. Rabbi Eliezer says, you know, מניין שכל מכה ומכה שהביא הקדוש ברוך הוא למצרים הייתה של ארבע מכות. Each plague in Egypt wasn't one. It was divided, it was from four plagues. So if in Egypt we know that we had 10 מכות, really there were 40. Because each one was divided from four, so we had 40. And if we had 40 in Egypt, so on Yam Suf we had double 5. Right? We said in Egypt it's etzva, a finger. On Yam Suf it's 5, it's yad. So on Yam Suf we had 50. Before we had 200. And then the Rabbi Akiva says that every plague was from 5 plagues. So really we had not 10, we had 10 double 5. We had 50 in Egypt. If we have 50 in Egypt, on Yam Suf we had 250. So the Agada speaks here about the quantity, and this is the end of the drasha, of the explanation of the four pasuk in the Agada. By brackets I say, why is it so important to say all plagues? What does it matter if they had 50, 200, 250? So the famous answer is, right, what Agra says, Ago and Mivina says, it's written, כל המחלה אשר שמתי במצרים לא אשים עליך. All the plagues that I gave Egypt, the Egyptians, I won't give on you. So as much they had more, we'll have less. So it's good to know the biggest quantity. But maybe you can explain in another system, and I heard it once from Ori Chotni, Rav Blumenzweig, that said, all Am Yisrael was in Egypt, right? All the plagues, they affected the Egyptians, but not Am Yisrael. If there were so many plagues, we understand how Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Kadosh Baruch Hu, whoever Am Yisrael, we were there. We were saved. Not from 10. From 200, 250. Kadosh Baruch Hu, whoever Am Yisrael. We really feel the big love of Kadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael that saved us from so many plagues. Okay, we finish now four psukim and the explanations. Four psukim from Kitavo. We said the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim again through four psukim in Sefer Dvarim. We finished the story, a third story, right? We said these two stories till now because we had one story of Avadim Ainu, second story of Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah Avoteinu, and now a third story, Tse Ulmad, through the four psukim in Parashat Ki Tavo, in Dvarim. Now, after the end of the story, what the Agada says now, what is Gama Ma'alot or Gama Ma'alot Aleinu? Shevach, praise, Gama Ma'alot or Gama Ma'alot Aleinu. In Otzirland, the fourth column, almost in the middle, you see the bold. Gama Ma'alot or Gama Ma'alot Aleinu. Ilu Otzianu in Mitzrayim. Velo Natan Ve'en Shvatim Dayenu. How many levels? How many good things Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us? We have praise again. So we understand we have again a story and afterwards praise. Where is the end of Dayenu? The end of Dayenu is in number 4. Before number 4, Lechaper al kol avodoteinu. This is the end of Dayenu. So we finish now a third story and praise. Now let's see what is number 4. Rabban Gamliel היה אומר, כל שלא אמר שלושה דברים אלו הפסח מהצד די חובתו, ואלו הם פסח, מצה ומאור. Everyone should say, on Leila said that 3 things, פסח, מצה ומאור. פסח שהיו אבותינו אוכלים בזמן שבית המקדש היה כאן ונשובל, שום שפסח הקדוש ברוך הוא על בתי אבותינו במצרים. Why are we eating Korban Pesach? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu passed over our houses in Egypt. Now, we are in the bottom of column number 4. Matzah zo she'anu ochtim al shumah. Why are we eating matzah? על שום שלא הספיק בצקם שאבותינו להחמיץ, because the dough of our parents didn't rise because of it, we eat matzah. Now, column number 5. Maror, you see the second paragraph. Why are you eating maror? Al shum shemerehu ha-mitzrim, at chaya avotayim mitzrayim, was so bitter to our parents, our fathers in Egypt, because of this, we're eating maror. What the Agada does here? They say the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim now, again, a fourth time. Through Pesach, matzah u'maror. Through the food, through Pesach, matzah u'maror, they said it was bitter in Egypt. The dough couldn't rise and they had to run away. Kodosh Baruch Hu passed over and saved Am Yisrael. We have fourth story. Pesach, matzah u'maror. And what is after this story? לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות, להלל, לשבח, לפאר, לרומם, להדר, לברך, לכנס. A fourth praise. So we can see the code of the Agada. Four stories and four praise. First story is עבדים היינו. Second story, מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה אבותינו. Third story, צעוד. And the four psukim from Parashat Ki Tavoh, that the Agada explains them long, very long. And the fourth story is Rabban Gamliel, Pesach, Matzah, Maor. Four stories, after each story, we have a praise. After the first story, we saw Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. After the second story, we saw Baruch Shomer Haftachato Yisrael, Baruch Hu. After the third story, we saw כמה מעלות הן דיינו. And after the fourth story, לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות ולהלל. The first two stories start with questions. Question of מה נשתנה? And question of ארבעת הבנים. It would be better if also the third story and the fourth story would start with questions, right? Okay, so let's go to number 3. Number 3, Tzeul Mad. Can you see here, number 3, column number 2. Number 3 in the big page of the Agada. Agada, big page. Number 3, column number 2. Tzeul Mad, can you see a mini question? Tzeul Mad, ma bikesh Laban ha-arami la-asot li-Yakov Avinu? You see the brackets? You see the that you have a place to add question mark? There is question mark? Yeah. I told my secretary, make brackets that they can add question mark. But she already added the question mark. So in the Agada there is no question mark, yes? But you can feel a question mark. Now go to the fourth story. Can you see in the fourth story mini questions? Right, you can see פסח שהיו אבותינו אוכלים בזמן שבית המקדש היה קיים על שום מה. We are in the fourth column in the bottom. You see the fourth column, רבן גמליאל אומר, היה אומר, you see underneath פסח מצא ומרור, underneath פסח שהיו אבותינו אוכלים בזמן שבית המקדש היה, על שום מה, on what reason, why did they eat פסח? Now go to the next column, Matzah. You can see in the bottom of the fourth column. Matzah zo she'anu ochlim al shuma. Now go to the fifth column. The second paragraph. Maror ze she'anu ochlim al shuma. We have questions? So we discovered the code. Four times questions. Four times stories. Four times praise. Now the question is, why did he do it like this? Why? Why not one time question, one time story, one time phrase? Okay, we can say number 4 is the number of Leila Seder. Arba Kosot, Arba Kushiot. But if we wouldn't have a better answer, we would say. But I think there is much better answer. But before, we are going to use the highlighters. Now is the time to use the highlighters. It's a shame we can't bring highlighters to Leila Seder. The children will wait, when can we use the highlighters? Take one highlighter. You can choose. Which one? One highlighter. I will take also one, that just in case show you from here. So if someone can take, give me. Doesn't matter one. Which one are you using? I'll give you afterwards. Take one. We are going to highlight just few lines of the questions. Let's start with first questions are Ma Nishtana. So let's highlight Ma Nishtana Laila Azeh Mikol HaLeilot Shevechol HaLeilot Anu Ochlim Chametz U'Matzah HaLaila Azeh Kulo Matzah. Okay, three lines of the questions. Okay, you can see in my example here if someone. Okay, now let's go to the second question. Where are they? Arba'at Abanim, right? Okay, let's call it Keneged Arba'at Abanim Dibra Torah. Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, ואחד שאינו יודע לשאול. חכם, מה הוא אומר? מה העדות והחוקים והמשפטים אשר ציווה השם כנו אתכם? אוקיי, five lines do that. כנגד ארבעה בנים דיברה תורה. The beginning, can see? English. כנגד ארבעה בנים דיברה תורה. The four sons. The five lines of the four sons. אוקיי? Now, let's go to the next one. Where is the next question? Right. Let's highlight Tse ulmad. Ma bikesh Lavan ha'arami la'asot li'Yaakov Avinu? Okay? Tse ulmad, number three. You can see, next to number three. צא ולמד, מה ביקש לבן הארמי לעשות ליעקב אבינו? Okay? Now we are going to the fourth question. Where is it? Go to number four. You remember? פסח. מצא ומאור פסח. So let's call it just על שומה. We call it three times the words על שומה. You see in פסח? על שומה. You see? Pesach, you see, Al Shuma, it's the second paragraph from the bottom in the fourth column. Pesach, Al Shuma, Matzah. Al Shuma, you see again Al Shuma? Now go to the fifth column. Maror, you see, Al Shuma. Okay, everyone, got the questions? Now we have a problem. In a year time, you'll open your Agadot. You'll open this page, you'll see all the colors. You'll try to think, what is this color? What is it? You see it, orange. So, I made for you a code. Down here, you can see She'elot, Sipur Todah. With this color the word She'elot, questions. Okay? I'm taking care for your memory. She'elot. Now, let's switch to another color. Now, another color. For the stories. You know, when you are sitting here, it's so hot. Matchil begnutu v'sehem b'shvach. Here, feel like slaves, you go out. V'zrat Hashem, yitziat Mitzrayim. It's a part, it's by purpose they made it. Right? Oh, but Baruch Hashem, a lot of people, so I suppose the air condition can't We are doing now stories with another color. First story is Avadim Hayinu Lefaro Bemitzrayim. Number one, you can see number one, column number one. Avadim Hayinu Lefaro Bemitzrayim. Vayotzi'einu Hashem Elokeinu Misham. Beyad Chazaka Ubizro Netuya. Okay, you can highlight two lines. Avadim Hayinu Lefaro Bemitzrayim. You know, in Hebrew, how do you call those highlighters? How do you say in Hebrew? Markerim. Markerim. Once I gave a shiur in the States, I told them, bring markerim. Everyone came with tushim. You know what is tushim? Lord. Lord. How do you say tush? Lord? I told them, you don't know English? You don't know English? This is marker. So, okay, but here, highlighters. I went also in the States. I went to a store, I asked, do you have disc on key? Disc on key? What is disc on key? What do you mean disc on key? Disc on key. Till they understood flash disc. Flash drive. Disc on key. It sounds so clever, the Israelis, right? Disc on key. I can't understand how they don't know all this. Okay. So let's take this color. And call on the and the highlight. The second story, what is it? Right, number two, Mitchila of Day Avodah Zara Yavotenu. Ve'akshav Kervanu Amakom La Avodato. Second story, okay? Now we're going to the third one. What is the third one? Arami Oved Avi, number three. Number three, and the number three, the bold. Arami Oved Avi. Vayered Mitzrayimah, Vayagor Sham Mimteyat, Vayisham Legoy Gadol, Atzum Varav. Okay, this is the third story, right? The four psukim after number three. So just the beginning, Arami Oved Avi. Okay, now we need to go to the fourth story. What is the fourth story? Next to number four, you see? Rabban Gamliel היה אומר, כל שלא אמר שלושה דברים בפסח, לא יצא ידי חובתו, ואלו הם פסח, מצה ומאור. Okay? Now is the same color, color the code. The code. Sipur. Okay? Now the third color. If you have just two, you have friends next to you. Sorry. Okay, now we are going to the praise. The Todah. Where is the Todah, the praise of the first story, number one? Baruch HaMakom, you see, exactly before, a paragraph before, כנגד ארבעה בנים דיברה תורה. A paragraph before, one paragraph before the four sons, you see, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch שנתן תורה לעמו ישראל, Baruch Hu. You see, exactly before the four sons. Two lines. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Tell me, when's the last time you highlighted the things? Like this, you remember. You highlight? You remember. Okay. Where's the next praise? Right, the second column in the quite in the top, Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael, Baruch Hu. You see, Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Second column, second paragraph. Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Okay? Now we are going to the third praise. Where is it? כמה מעלות טובות המקום עלינו. Column number four, in the middle. כמה מעלות טובות המקום עלינו. אילו הוציאנו ממצרים ולא עשה בהם שפטים דיינו. You see? Praise number three. כמה מעלות טובות המקום עלינו. אילו הוציאנו ממצרים ולא עשה בהם שפטים דיינו. Okay? Now go to the fourth phrase. Where is it? Right, number fifth column. לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות, להעלה, לשבח, לפאר, לרועם, להדר, לברך, להעלה ולהיכנס למי שעשה לאבותינו ולנו את כל הניסים האלה. So let's color here three lines. You see three lines? לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות. Now color the code. תודה. Okay. So we see here four stories, four questions, four prayers. Why? Why did he do it in this system? Let's start with the first two ones. What is the machloket, the disagreement between Rav and Shmuel? Shmuel said that the Agada, the shame is עבדים היינו לפרעו במצרים. We were slaves in Egypt. Rav said the shame is מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה אבותינו. Our parents were working to עבודה זרה, to פסלים. What is the נקודה? What is the point of the disagreement between Shmuel and Rav? So maybe we can explain that the מחלוקת is, should you start from now, from Egypt, or maybe you have to go to the history, back away, mitchila of the avodah zarah avotenu, go to the father of Abraham Avinu, to Terach, that was Oved avodah zarah. Do you need to search just this point of the history, or maybe much larger? Maybe the machloket is, when you speak on the shame, do you need to speak on what the Egyptians did to us, or what we did, our shame? Avadim Ainu is what the Egyptians did to us. Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah Avotenu, it's our sin. We were of the Avodah Zarah. But I think that the most simple answer is that the machloket between Rav Shmuel is what is more important to mention this night. The physical shame, the physical redemption, or the spiritual one. Shmuel says the physical one, Avadim Ainu the Pharaoh of Mitzrayim, we are slaves. Vayotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham. Rav says the spiritual. Once we were of the Avodah Zarah, today Kervanu Amakom LaAvodato, we have Torah. So what is more important? So, of course, it's more important to mention the Torah, the praise of the spiritual praise. But from the other hand, if Kodosh Baruch Hu wouldn't save us from being slaves, from the physical, we wouldn't get to the spiritual. So maybe because of this, we are matching both, but we start with the physical that was before, and then we go to the spiritual. And maybe another reason, and Lena said that we have to take the of children. We have Chacham, but we have also Rasha. We have evil. If we speak, we'll tell you, wow, you know, we got Torah. Say, Torah? What do I need it? So we start with Avadim Ainu. Everyone understands that we were slaves. To go out of Egypt, we have to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. After we spoke about this, we can go another level and speak about Torah. So we mentioned also the physical redemption and also the spiritual. Now look something very interesting. Look at the questions. Can you see similar things between the question of Manishtana and Avadim Ainu and the question of Arba'at Abanim and Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah Avoteinu?
אני לא מבין את המשך.
Don't worry, 5 minutes. If you look carefully, you see something very interesting. Right. Manishtana is physical questions. Why do we eat matzah? Why do we eat maor? Why are we dipping? Why are we leaning? Physical questions are opening the physical agada. Arbat avanim, chacham, how omer? Ma'edot, v'achukim, v'amishpatim. He speaks about spiritual questions. Spiritual agada starts with spiritual questions. So we see that the questions of the agada are also very connected to the story. So we understand we have one story physical, one spiritual. Okay, two stories we understand. But why do we have the third story? The fourth story? Go now to the source page. Go to the source page and look. Number 8, Rambam. Mitzvah lehodi al abanim, ve'afilu lo shalu, you have to tell the children, also if they didn't ask, she'ne'emar ve'igadet alevincha. Ulefi da'ato shel ben, aviv ve'lamdo, according to the knowledge of the child, the father should teach him. This is reading the Mishnah. But Rambam explains it in a very special way. Keitzad, im haya katan o tipesh, if he was small, little, or foolish, omer lo bni, kulanu hayinu avadim kmo eved ze, we were slaves like this slave, like shifcha zo, o kmo eved ze b'mitzrayim, ubalayla hazeh pada otanu hakadosh baruch hu ve'yotzeinu lechorot, we were slaves like this slave. And in Yetziat Mitzrayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out to be free persons. Ve'im haya ben gadol v'chacham, if he was clever, modiyo ma she'ira lanu v'mitzrayim, v'nisim she'na'asu lanu al-yadei Moshe Rabbeinu, hakol lefi da'ato she'ben, if he was smart, so you teach him all the things and all the what's written, all the details. What's so special in this Rambam? Usually, when you want to teach someone that is clever, or someone that is not so clever, even foolish, so you say, okay, to the clever one we'll teach a lot of knowledge, to the other one, just a little. Rambam said, no, this is not enough. Not just the difference in the knowledge, but the difference on the system. Should be another system. If he's foolish, don't just give him knowledge. What is? Look at this slave. This is visualization. Hamchasha, not just telling the story in a lower level. Telling it to him in a different way. And according to Rambam, we understand that you have to say the Haggadah in different systems that they will match different kinds of children. There are three ways that people, and especially children, are catching things. When you want to teach them a message, usually most people, the best way is to tell them a story. You know, in my community I have in Alon Shvut around 1,000 people, in Alon Shvut, New Park, around 70 rabbis. It's interesting to give a drasha when you have 70 rabbis in the crowd. When I tell a story, most people are with me. Doesn't matter, your story is something that most people like. Okay, this is one kind of children, but there is another kind of a child that he is a lamb, you know, this lamben. He likes to learn. You tell him stories, what a storyteller. He doesn't want stories. He wants to see a proof. He wants to learn. He is a third child that stories are not so much for him. Learning is wow, out altogether, not for him. He is now, in Hebrew would say, merachef, floating, floats, floats. He needs a movie, he needs visualization, visual things. Now see how brilliant is the Haggadah. In the beginning, we say the first two stories, physical and spiritual, in the system of a story. Because most people's story is for them. We start with a story. We just tell them, Avadim, Ainu, Lefarov, Mitzrayim, Vayotzi, Ainu, Hashem, Nitchila, Ote, Avodah, Zarah. We tell them a story, physical and spiritual. Most children understood the message. Now, the son that is a Lamden, he likes to learn, he doesn't like stories. What do we tell him? Say Ulrad. Let's learn. We take four psukim and we learn them. It takes a long time because those children usually take most of the meal. Long time, tzeu ulmad, four calls, we teach every pasuk. We don't skip one by one, every detail. We don't open chumash shmot because we want to eat this night. We open chumash shmot this night. Wait, why are you skipping a pasuk? I want every pasuk. Okay, we are not taking a chance. We are opening chumash dvarim, we are having four psukim, all the story, and we are learning everything. We are not skipping everything, word by word. Okay, he's satisfied. The third child, that the story wasn't so much for him, the learning took him out altogether. He's floating. Now we are doing visualization, the movie. Pesach! Look at the media! Why are we eating Pesach? We can't do with our finger to them. Why are we eating Pesach? Ah, because Kodesh Baruch Hu passed over our houses. You see the matzah? Why are we eating matzah? Because the door of our parents couldn't rise when they escaped of Egypt. Look at the marrow. Why are you eating marrow? Because it was so bitter to our parents in Egypt. After we did in all the three systems, everyone can say, לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות, להלל, לשבח, לפאר, לרומם, לדר, לברך, להלל ולקלס, למי שעשה לאבותינו ולנו את הניסים האלה, and everyone can say הלל. So we have four stories. First two ones are in the system of a story, one physical that it's physical. Avadim Ainu, spiritual, Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah Avoteinu. This is the beginning, and we have questions to each one of them, Anishtana to the physical, and the four sons for the spiritual, and we have praise after each one of them, Baruch HaMakom, or Baruch Shomer Avtochoto Yisrael. Then, we have a third story, that this is in Lamdes, in Lamdanut, in learning, and this starts with Tzeul Man. And we have also there, Tzeul Man, Ma Bikesh Laban Arami Lasod Yaakov Avinu, a question. And we have four psukim that we learn them deeply, and afterwards we have a praise of Kama Ma'alot Tovot HaMakom Aleinu and Dayenu. And then we have a fourth story, that this is visualization with Pesach, Matzah U'Maor. And we have also questions על שומה, and we have praise, לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות ולהלל. According to Balak, first of all, I think that when you understand it, you understand all the Haggadah. You understand now this part is going to come, this part, it changes all later Seder. But secondly, from this idea, we should learn also for ourselves. On later Seder, we have the most important message to pass to our children. The message of Yetziat Mitzrayim, of Emunah. We have a very difficult class. Children and adults. People that like to learn and people that don't like to learn. Before Leila Seder, don't think just on the Dvar Torah you are going to say. Think on each person in Leila Seder. How will you bring the message to him? And if you have an uncle that he likes to say very long Divrei Torah, wonderful. Tell him, your Divrei Torah are so good, we want you to speak in the meal, when we eat. Because if he'll speak half an hour in the beginning, he'll destroy all Leila Seder. It's so important. Give kavod to each one, but put him in the right place. Take each child before him. Tell him, you know, look, you'll do a show on one pasuk, something else. Think on each child. In the Haggadah of Pesach, in the beginning I wrote the structure of the Haggadah, but the shiur is better, but if you forget something, so you can find it there. But I made not just the Divrei Torah, a lot of questions and riddles. You can do them also by yourself. But think of systems that you can involve children and adults. Question is one way. Because you ask question, everyone can answer in his knowledge. But you have to think on all the people and like this to see how to touch everyone and how to bring the special message of Etziat Mitzrayim to everyone. Bezrat Hashem, שכולכם יהיה ליל סדר טוב, שמח, מוצלח, תצליחו גם עם הילדים וגם החינוך הבנים, שתהיה ברכת השם עליכם.